Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
The name of Jehovah, he has done marvelous things in our
amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Yeah. Lift your hands and say, Father, I've come with the fruits of my lips, bringing you my sacrifice. Thank you, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards both far and wide. We're both far and wide. This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Dillon!
Thank you. The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
Thank you. Let's go.
And we will be. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For though my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
Though my life you have been so good. Every breath that I am able.
Running after me. Your goodness.
was sitting in the kitchen and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good, Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good.
Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You are so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better.
Because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work.
Thank you. I was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes. And I had to declare out of the hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, shackles, when there was no way, oh God. You made a way, 'cause you've been so good. Come on, lift it up. You've been so good. Oh. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight. When I almost lost my mind, you be. When the enemy came in like a flood, you be. So good. Everybody lift your voice and say, so good to me.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father. I greet you in the name of the Son. And I greet you in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God this morning for each and every one. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We praise your glorious and your holy name, O God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. We bless your name, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We bless you, Jesus. We praise your name, O God. We glorify you, O God. You are awesome, O God. There is no one like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, We say thank you. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We give you all honor. We give you all glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, you woke us up this morning. And for that, we say thank you, Lord. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. We say thank you, Lord, that you kept watch over us, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, you are faithful, you are kind, you are loving, oh God. Father, we bless you. Father, we praise your name. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Ramasandiriya Kuriyamasya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Holy Spirit, breathe upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, O God, for all that we have done that's not pleasing to you, O God. We pray for mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for mercy. We pray for mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Father, be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Ramasederia Coromasederiacum. Hallelujah, Ramasederia Coromasederiacum. Uriah Sederia Coromasederia Coromasandediacum. Father, we pray for mercy, O God. Father God, this morning, hallelujah, rain down your mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, we soak our spirit, soul, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. We bless you for the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. As we soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood of Jesus. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus, let the blood speak, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Father God, the redeeming blood, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This morning, O God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We put on the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we put the armor on our spouses, on our children and grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God, and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, O God, and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, we pray this morning that you release your fresh oil, release your fresh anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for fresh oil. We pray for fresh anointing, O God. Not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, O God, in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, O God, in the name of Jesus. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we drink from your fountain that springs from the river of life, oh, God. Father, we are thirsty for you. We want more of you, Jesus. More of you, Jesus, and less of ourselves, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, hover over the face of the waters of our lives. Spirit of the living God, hover over our environment in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, take preeminence in this environment in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that your holy angels that rest every spirit that is not holy, that is not of God, in the name of Jesus, let the holy angels, oh God, send your holy angels, your warrior angels, to arrest every spirit that is not the spirit of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose I am and whom we serve, that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I second and forth God's original plans and purposes over and against the plans and purposes of Satan in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that in this battle, no intrinsic, eternal, extrinsic, eternal, external weapon, be it emotional, financial, social, physical, psychological, interpersonal, spiritual, or organizational form against us shall prosper. We place upon ourselves the armor of light and the armor of the Lord, truth to cover our loins, the breastplate of righteousness to cover our heart and chest cavity, the gospel of peace to cover our feet, a shield of faith to defensively and offensively cover our bodies, the helmet of salvation to cover our head, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, a robe of righteousness, the glory of God is our reward. I decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. I pull down strongholds, cast down vain imaginations, and every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Our thoughts are not subject to the lordship of Christ. We speak that God's anointing destroy every yoke in our lives, and that our soul, spirit, and body now function in order according to divine systems of protocol. We decree and declare that we are healed and spirit-filled. Sicknesses and disease are far from us. We establish divine parameters, boundaries, and borders, and legislate and establish the laws of the kingdom of heaven to govern all activities within. We overrule, disallow, and veto every diabolical sanction, subverting activities, injunction, directives, mandate, or order which opposes the will of the Lord concerning our life, ministry, and family. We nullify diabolical decisions and rulings concerning our ministry, our life, and the life of family members and friends and associates. We take control over the airways, the galaxies, the systems, the spheres, the stratospheres, the hemispheres, the atmospheres, the realm regions, and domains in the name of Jesus. We dispossess master spirits and employ Michael, Archangel, and a divine angelic host to handle any satanic contention, dispute, striving, and resistance concerning this injunction in the name of Jesus. We declare successful divine and angelic undertakings, undergirdings, reinforcement, and assistance. According to your word in Psalm 103:20, angels now extolling strength to marshal and protect our persons, property, and possessions. Jehovah Gabbah, contend with those who contend with us. Fight against those that fight against us. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for our help. Draw up also the spear and the javelin. Close up the way of those who pursue and persecute us. Clothe yourself in your garments of war. Muster your devices. Gather your weaponry and ammunition from your divine arsenal. Make bright your arrows. Gather your shields. And let vengeance be your ultimate goal as you overthrow the chariot horses and riders, the hearts of our enemies, and cause their hearts to fear. I decree and declare that by you we run through troops and leap over walls. You are our God, the God who guards us with strength and make our way perfect. It is you who make our feet like hind feet, giving us stability so that we are able to stand firmly and progress on the dangerous heights of testing and trouble. You set us securely upon high places. You teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, granting us supernatural strength and abilities so that our arms break a bow of steel. You are my rock, my shield, and my strong tower. Hallelujah. You have equipped me with the shield of your salvation. Your right hand establishes me as victors in this battle. Beat down the enemy. Give me his neck, cause me to pursue and overtake them until they are wounded and consumed. falling at my feet, never to rise again. Establish my name in the heavens, and all that they may hear of me, submit and obey me in the name of Jesus. We announce that it is you who have blessed us. It is you that empower us. It is not by our might nor by our power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, your Spirit lift up a standard against him. We forbid and disallow further opposing activities of any satanic personalities with diabolical assignments concerning our lives, ministry, and family. We wage a war for them. We disapprove and prohibit any demonic interception, interference, or resistance. We resist satanic contentions, intentions, provocations, and negotiations concerning our life and soul, and superimpose prophetic God's prophetic purpose and divine destiny over against all activities and opposing forces that are contrary to the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning our lives. We bind satanic harassment. We rebuke satanic concentrations. We bring to a halt and prohibit all satanic surveillance. We lift false burdens and remove feelings of heaviness, oppression, and depression. We cast them upon the Lord who sustains. We shall not be moved. We decree and declare that by the anointing, all covenants, contracts, chains, fetters, bondages, prohibitions, and captivities that are contrary to, oppose, or hinder the fulfillment of God's original plans and purpose are broken. We are liberated from generational, satanic, demonic alliances, allegiances, soul ties, spirits of inheritance, and curses. We severe them by the sword of the Almighty God, by the blood of Jesus and his Holy Spirit. We speak to our DNA and declare that we are free from any and all influences passed down from one generation to another, biologically, socially, emotionally, physiologically, psychologically, spiritually, or by any other channel unknown to us but known to God. We resist every spirit that acts as a gatekeeper, a doorkeeper to our souls, and renounce any further conscious or unconscious alliance, association, allegiance, or covenant. We open ourselves to divine deliverance. Father, have your way now. Perfect those things concerning us in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that a prayer shield, the anointing, firewall, smoke screens, and a bloodline form hedge, the bloodline of Jesus Christ, form hedge of protection around us and hide us from the scourge of the enemy, familiar spirits, any and all demonic personalities, making it difficult, if not impossible, for them to effectively track or trace us in the realm of the spirit. There shall be no perforation or penetration to these edges of protection. We release our name into the atmosphere and declare that prayer warriors, intercessors, and prophetic watchmen are picking us up in the realm of the spirit. We speak they will not cease to come down from the watchtowers until their assignments have been completed. We declare and declare they will conduct their intercessory assignments under the direction of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, who is our chief intercessor. We decree and declare the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, divine counsel, supernatural might, knowledge, and of the utmost fear of Jehovah. As we advance, we are divinely empowered and increased in skill and understanding. We obliterate and humiliate satanic impressions, illusions, projections, perceptions, suggestions, suspicions, and deceptions set up as a decoy ambush to our souls and those assigned to pray with us, for us, on behalf of us. Those that work with us and assigned to us and interact with us daily. We forcefully resist the wiles of the devil and prohibit the hijacking of divine thoughts, inspiration, revelation, insight, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding emitting from the throne room of our Heavenly Father, especially those that initiate, stimulate, sustain, and reinforce our kingdom authority in the earth realm and in the heavens, and that facilitate God's redemptive purpose. We put a halt to all destructive, disturbing, and destructive measures. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he will destroy the works of the enemy. We prevail against satanic inhibitions, prohibitions, and all limitations. I declare, that all invisible and invisible walls are destroyed. I execute divine judgments against satanic demonic activities at war in the spirit of Elijah and Jehu. I disapprove and nullify, dismantle, cancel, forcefully oppose any satanic operations, maneuvers, manipulations, subversion strategies, tactics, plots, plans, and ploys which are designed to hinder, prevent, frustrate, deny, or delay God's original plans and purposes from their quick, swift, and speedy manifestation, particularly in the correct time and season. I prohibit the alteration and changing of any time or laws concerning our life and ministry or the life of our families. We move synchronized and syncopated to the choreographic, symphonic, and orchestrated movements of God. We establish that if laws, statute, codification, bills, charters, and constitution are changed, they are changed in our favor so that we may prosper in the place of our assignment and in the land which we domicile. We declare that our times and seasons are in the hands of the Lord. They shall not be altered or adjusted by anyone or anything. I function under the anointing of the sons of Asherah, and God gave us the divine ability to accurately discern our times and seasons. I decree and declare the eyes of our spirits function with 20/20 vision for correct understanding and interpretation of divine movements. Our ears are in tune with the correct frequency of the spirit. We have clear transmission. I decree that this day we operate according to God's divine timetable and calendar. I decree that God's agenda is our agenda. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. Therefore, we submit ourselves to Jesus Christ alone. We declare like Jesus, we come in the volume of the book, it is written of us. Father, troublemakers, scorners, scoffers, mockers, persecutors, and character assassins, expose satanic representatives, and grant unto us divine strategies and tactics to identify, resist, and overcome plots and plans established for our demise. Draw their spears, stop them in their way. Let them be confronted and put to shame. Let them fall by their own counsels in the name of Jesus. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion. Let them be a chaff driven by the wind. Let the holy angel of the Lord persecute them. Let their way be through dark and slippery places, with the holy angel of the Lord pursuing and afflicting them. Let them be put to shame and dishonor, who seek and require our lives. Let it be turned back and confronted who plan hurt. Let destruction come to them suddenly. Let them fall to their own destruction. Let destruction come upon them unaware. Let them stumble and fall in the very destruction they have contrived for us. Let them be wounded and destroyed by the very weapons they have devised for us. Let them be caught in the same net that they have set for us. Let them fall in the very pit they have dug for us. Let it be hung by the very noose they have constructed for us. Let it be burned in the very fire they have lit for us. Let it be consumed by the very beast they have prepared for us. Strike them down in the very act of the mischief. Let the mischief be returned to them a hundredfold. Pluck them out of their dwelling places. Root them out of the land of the living. Let evil slay them and desolation be their lot. Make them like a wheel turning in confusion. Make them as stubble before the wind. Make them as wood burned by fire. Persecute them with your tempest. Cause fear and terror to grip their hearts. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. We brought the host of heaven to war against the host of darkness. Take a man over. Bring to a halt and place a moratorium on further demonic movements and satanic activities emanating from the underworld and its six regions. Death, hell, shield, head, the grave, the pit, the abyss, the lower region of the pit, regions of the sea, heavens, the rest of us, the rest of and celestial domains. I superimpose God's prophetic word over all abortive measures, strategies, and tactics of the enemy. I overrule and overthrew according to Isaiah 54:17. Ill-spoken words, ill witches, enchantments, divinations, spells, hexes, curses, witchcraft, prayers, every idle word spoken contrary to God's original plan and purposes. I reverse the curse associated with these utterances and decree and declare, this shall not stand, this shall not come to pass, this shall not take root. Their vile and verbal dealings are returned to them a hundredfold. I declare that every lying tongue is wrong and that truth prevails. Put a hook in their nostrils, pritter their lips, hide us from the scourge of their tongues. I come against falsehood, slander, speculation, accusation, misrepresentation, and character assassination. Father, cause the heavens to bow down with divine justice and cast forth lightning to scatter them. Shoot off your arrows to destroy them. Send your hand from above and rid us of them. We'll lose no ground or territory gained through the undermining efforts or initiatives. We prohibit the accuser of the brethren for operating or influencing the soul or mind of anyone who comes into contact with us. We reverse the effect of any stigmas and declare the divine favor, grace, honor, well wishes, now replace any and all negative feelings, perception, thoughts concerning ourselves, our family, and the work and ministry which we are called to accomplish. We declare and declare that nobility and greatness are our portion. Father, frustrate the signs of witches and warlocks who will stand anointing as he did with Janus and Jabez in the days of Moses. Conform the omens of liars, astrologers, psychic and pronosticators, sorcerers and the like. Make fools of diviners. Make their dark knowledge foolishness. Rebuke and dismantle satanic alliances and rest them by the Spirit. Let every covert a clandestine effort and endeavor fail. Disappoint the devices that they have crafted so their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Take them in their own crafty and devious ways. Let them meet with darkness in the daytime and group in the noonday as in the night. Release divine viruses to invade satanic databases and command that it be consumed and destroyed. Let all future diabolical communications and networking fail. Any attempt shall only yield incoherences and misunderstandings. Set a spirit of confusion among them. Let their tongues be divided. Overrule, overthrow, sabotage, subversions, and setbacks. Let every attack of retaliation fail. Confirm the words of your servant in the midst. Perform the counsel of your messengers. Send divine, angelic, prophetic assaults and maneuver against diabolical intelligence. Arrest those that operate in the spirit of Jezebel or Belial. Let them not resist the anointing. Observe authority or gain any ground in the natural or in the realm of the spirit. We prohibit satanic manifestations and speak that divine aborted measures and miscarriages occur in satanic wombs and incubators. Now, Father, you have given me a great work to accomplish. I walk for the releasing of finances and all resources that belong to us. Everything prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertains to our life, ministry, calling, and godliness comes to us now. We shall not be denied. We shall not accept substitutes. We call in resources from the north, south, east, and west. I declare and declare that every resource necessary for us to fulfill God's vision of plan and purposes comes to us right now without delay. I declare and declare the work of the wicked is no longer laid up for us, but it is released now. Let those who hold on to our wealth longer than they should be afflicted and tormented with our release until they release what rightfully belongs to us. We command Satan to carve it up, set it up, loose it, release it, and let it go. Jehovah Jireh, loose the loins of kings. In the name of Jesus, command that the two lead gates be opened. Go before us, make the crooked places straight, break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut asunder the bars of iron. Grant unto us according to your riches in glory, your tender mercies and immeasurable favor, the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. We declare that the Cyrus anointing flows unhindered and uncontaminated in our lives. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up forever, you age abiding doorkeepers and the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord of hosts may come in. We announce our awareness and cannot deny him access. Therefore, we will not and cannot be denied of what rightfully belongs to us. We declare and declare the releasing of the forces of the Gentiles, the gold and silver from our prophetic Rashid, our prophetic Queen of Sheba to come laden with every precious possession, resource, endowment, fit for the sons and daughters of the King of Kings. We declare and declare we shall suck the milk of the Gentiles and at the breast of kings. We shall be enlarged as the abundance of the sea is converted unto us. The sons of strangers shall build up our walls. Their kings shall minister unto us. As we decree and declare that God has brought us into our wealthy place, we dwell in our prophetic gushing. We increase in substance and prosper in the land where we abide and stand as an ambassador of God, as his official representative. As an official representative of all diplomatic and aristocratic rights, privileges, respect, and honor extended to us, Christ are our bodyguards. We decree and declare, wisdom is our counselor, the Holy Spirit is our consultant, Jesus Christ is our advocate, Carl L. Young, our only judge, has declared. We therefore establish our officers of peace, our exactors righteousness, our wall salvation, and our gates praise. We decree and declare that our set time of favor will not be frustrated. Release upon our life ministry, the life of every family member, associate, and friend, the following anointing for wealth and prosperity, so that God's and God's name alone is glorified. Jabez anointing, Abrahamic anointing, Melchizedek anointing, Joseph anointing, Jacobian anointing, Isaac anointing, Messiah's anointing, Salemic anointing, sevenfold Edenic anointing, Wesian anointing, Joshua's anointing. We are getting loaded with benefits. We come against the spirit of deprivation. The Lord prosper the works of our hands. By him and through him, we accomplish great exploits again. We reiterate, we shall not be denied. We declare success and progress in Jesus' name. We declare and declare that the kingdom of heaven rules and reigns. We send these words forth as you clear the winds in the realm of the spirit to demolish and destroy the enemy camps. Cause the four winds of the spirit and of heaven to blow as destroying, conquering winds. We declare and declare that this prayer and all future prayers take on the characteristics of divine ballistic cyclotron missiles in the realm of the spirit, and that they hit the bullseye. We decree and declare the laws that govern this prayer and all spiritual warfare strategies and tactics are binding by the word of God, the blood of Jesus, and by his Holy Spirit. We decree that every spirit released from that diabolical assignment now becomes a part of Jesus' footstool. We seal this prayer in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. We come against every counterattack of the enemy in the name of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. In the name of Jesus. Order our steps. Holy Spirit, lead us. Holy Spirit, guide us. Holy Spirit, we surrender completely and totally to you, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, have your way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, Spirit of the living God. We praise you, Holy Ghost. We praise you. We worship you, O God. Father God, we ask you to send your holy legions of angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us, doing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. As we start this week, we start with, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a kingdom divided against itself shall not stand. Hallelujah. Father, arise. Arise in your strength. Arise in your power. Hallelujah. Let God arise and let all our enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We need reinforcement, oh God. In the name of Jesus, reinforcement, oh God. Allow your angels, oh God, to go into your secret armory and use our karamase. Oh, artillery that have never been used before. In the name of Jesus, the war on behalf of your purpose and plan for our destiny. In the name of Jesus, let your holy light shine. Let your holy light shine. Let your holy light shine. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Let there be light. And Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. We superimpose all your plans for our lives. against the plans and purpose of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God will stand in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Huriyama Santeriako, hover over our homes. Let there be light. Huriyama Santeriako Romase, Father, we pray for complete cleansing. Hallelujah, purification. Yekoriyama Santeriako Romase, O Yekeyama Santeriako Romosoturiaka. Oh, Holy Spirit, we Kerema Santeriako, even as we enter the third week of the fasting, O God. We pray for the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we acknowledge you. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever, in the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful and a blessed day.